pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors meeting, December 20th, 2022. First thing on the agenda is swearing ceremony for the elected officials.
Sarah, you got the forms?
They're in the...
Ms. Schaefer, please raise your right hand and please repeat after me. I, Lisa Schaefer...
I, Lisa Schaefer...
do solemnly swear...
do solemnly swear...
that I will support the Constitution of the United States...
that I will support the Constitution of the United States...
and the Constitution of the State of Iowa...
and the Constitution of the State of Iowa...
and that I will faithfully and impartially...
and that I will faithfully and impartially...
to the best of my ability...
to the best of my ability...
discharge all the duties of the office of county attorney...
discharge all the duties of the office of the county attorney...
in Des Moines County...
in Des Moines County...
as now or hereafter required by law...
as now or hereafter required by law.
Janelle. I, Janelle Nally Lindquist...
I, Janelle Nally Lindquist...
do solemnly swear...
do solemnly swear...
that I will support the Constitution of the United States...
that I will support the Constitution of the United States...
and the Constitution of the State of Iowa...
and the Constitution of the State of Iowa...
and that I will faithfully and impartially...
and that I will faithfully and impartially...
to the best of my ability...
to the best of my ability...
discharge all the duties of the office of treasurer...
discharge all the duties of the office of treasurer...
in Des Moines County...
in Des Moines County...
as now or hereafter required by law...
as now or hereafter required by law.
I, Tom Broker...
I, Tom Broker...
do solemnly swear...
do solemnly swear...
that I will support the Constitution of the United States...
that I will support the Constitution of the United States...
and the Constitution of the State of Iowa...
and the Constitution of the State of Iowa...
and that I will faithfully and impartially...
and that I will faithfully and impartially...
to the best of my ability...
to the best of my ability...
discharge all the duties of the Office of Board of Supervisors...
discharge all of the duties of the Office of Board of Supervisors...
in Des Moines County...
in Des Moines County...
as now or hereafter required by law...
as now or hereafter required by law.
Congratulations.
Yes,
or just
if you're okay with that, then that's fine.
I'll be here all day.
Okay, I can do that.
We'll do it that way.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Congratulations, all of you.
I'm great.
Moving on to correspondence. Do you have any correspondence, Tom?
I do not.
I do not have any here either. Changes to the tentative agenda. That came first. I'm ahead of myself.
I have none.
Okay. I have none. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, payroll clerk, with the auditor.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as usual. Nothing new to report at this time.
Okay, thank you. Colin Gersh, IT.
Just getting busy like always. Nothing really new to report.
Okay. Sheriff Flynn Danning.
Good morning. We had a busy week this past week. Everything's gone pretty well, though. Jail population is trending downwards. We're down to 81, 13 out of county, I believe. So moving in the right direction, but we've created some room over the last couple days at the jail, so hopefully we'll see that out-of-county number continue to trend downwards. But that's about all I've got.
Okay, thank you. Jared Lassiter, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Well, not a whole lot going on in terms of new land use subdivision zoning cases overall, but I suspect that'll probably start to pick up again after the first of the year. Have been busy overall with other stuff at regional planning. We did have a good process working with the web designer on the update to the website. I think we got a really nice looking format there with the very user-friendly setup for applicants to come in and view the application materials for land use, as well as also emphasizing through photos and text that we are based out of a different office than the courthouse, so just emphasizing that further so that people know where to go if they have questions for us and can help streamline that process going forward. Apart from that, I don't have anything else to report.
Okay, thanks, Sherry. Lisa, county attorney.
It's our real quiet time. As I'm sure everyone knows, the courts take a lot of days off for trainings and what have you. So this is our catch-up period, but we did have a jury trial last week where we got a guilty verdict. So we were very pleased with that. And just working on the budget and playing a little catch-up, because we know once the new year hits, we're usually up. Hit the ground running pretty quickly.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa. And congratulations. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. We still do have a few slots left in our winter camp for 7 to 9 year olds at Stars Cave next week. If folks still want to sign up for that, that registration is found on mycountyparks.com. Other than that, we've been working on this new website. Kind of had a few issues there with the transition, but we'll get sorted through that. We're meeting with the developers this afternoon to go over some stuff. So bear with us on that. We had our shooting range membership renewal forms were lost in the shuffle along the way. And so we kind of had to scramble to play some catch up on that. But I think we've got that sorted out. So anyway, if anybody has any issues with any of that, call our office and we can get stuff squared away that way. And then field staff has been doing a lot of work. Out in our timbers, if you go over to Stars Cave, you'll notice that there's been a lot of cutting there. That's largely removal of invasive species and hazard trees. It looks a lot different than what it did before. It's a lot more open along the road between the road and the creek, and then going back the trail in between the two loops of trail there. And we're going to continue working on that, but it kind of looks like a disaster to start with. But it's consistent with our prescriptive plans.
Okay, thank you. Colin, I just got a text message from Shane. He can't get on. He wants you to give him a call.
Okay.
Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
Good morning. We're busy. It's the end of the year, so we got a lot of fleet renewals coming in for a motor vehicle. But wrapped up the application process, and with the holidays and everything, We're trying to sort through those and maybe, you know, get some interviews done, but next week.
Yeah.
But we're keeping busy.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Ken Heinlein, Seal Region.
Good morning. Yeah, we had our Seal Governing Board meeting last week, and I wrote some notes down. We approved the hospital contract for Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center at that board meeting. We got our annual report submitted to the state. Resubmitted several times. They wanted us to clear up the numbers a little bit more. So we kept redoing the CSN reports to get them as clear of numbers as we could get. And then the chair for the, Rick Larkin, who chairs the SEAL governing board, is retiring. And so we got a new chair. Jack Seward was elected, and vice chair Dee Sanquist. And then secretary is still Mark Lindeen. I guess the biggest news that came out of that meeting was that Ryan will be the interim CEO for the South Central Behavioral Health Region. So she'll continue to be the CEO for SEAL, but there's a region, South Central Behavioral Health, that's just four counties next to us, that Jennifer Robbins, who's their CEO, has decided to take a job with Molina, the new MCO. And so they've been hearing the DHS director talk about how they'd like to have regions be bigger. And so before they go hiring another CEO, they decided for the next 6 months, they're just gonna have Ryan oversee that region. They'll keep their management plan the way it is, and we'll keep our management plan the way it is. But Ryan will be overseeing two regions for the next 6 months. And then they'll decide what they wanna do after that. So there is talk about maybe the state will take the 8th Judicial District and want all regions to be the same as the 8th Judicial District, 8A and 8B. So right now we haven't got clear direction from the state, so in the next 6 months we hope to hear more about, and if that were the case, then our eight counties plus the four more counties, if we ever did merge, then we would have most of that 8th Judicial District in the merge. So it would, it'd be wise to work with them for a while and see if there's going to be a merger, and hopefully this will all work out to our benefit. So that's all for now.
Hey, thank you, Ken. Brian's gonna have her hands full.
Yes.
She can handle it. Yeah. Grant, see, you got a workstation here coming up, or not a workstation, a
location update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything else for us?
No.
Okay, thank you. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. My last meeting. I'm sorry.
Is that why you had that big smile on your face?
No, not really. It's just, you know, it's sad, but no, kind of move on.
You'll miss us and be wandering down here on Tuesday mornings.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Brian.
We'll have one more new viewer.
But I just want to thank everybody for everything. It's been great working with everyone.
So. Well, thank you too, Terry. We're going to miss you. Mm-hmm. But we haven't signed that paper yet. But you're going anywhere, aren't you?
You don't have to sign anything.
What is Harvey's sign-in for YouTube?
I don't know. Harvey might have to come up with his own. I don't know.
Thanks, Terry. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Plenty of stuff going on behind the scenes. Guys are just making sure snow equipment's ready. Sounds like we might get a little snow. They keep backing down a little bit, but sounds like the wind might be the bigger problem. So pay attention to that. If you're out driving, it might get a little hard to see there for a little bit. But other than that, the bridge crew up on 99 is still moving. I think they're pouring the abutment cap on the north side today. So that will leave them all the piling to drive in the abutment cap to pour on the south side. So it leaves all of the south, the very south end is the last thing to do for kind of the sub part of the whole thing, and then they can start working towards some shaping and some possibly setting some beams in January or February. So so they are making headway, and other than that, a lot of work in the office going on. So.
Thanks, Brian, appreciate that. Rodney Blazer, maintenance.
Good morning, just really busy preparing for the weather coming up, so I guess we have an agenda item here with possibly, but I want to thank Terry for all her help. Gonna miss you, but thank you for all you do to help me, so I appreciate her.
Natalie, how's the recorder's office?
Good morning, things are going well in the recorder's office. I'm nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Kristen? Public Health.
Good morning. We had our Board of Health meeting last week. We discussed some of the influenza and the RSV and the COVID that's going on. We are seeing a lot of that. We've seen a lot of schools that are, again, having greater than 10% absences. So I've got to remind everyone, continue to wash your hands. Then they reviewed the proposed budget for the upcoming 23-24 year, discussed, we're still doing mosquito trapping. And so we got the results from Iowa State. That's who we send our traps to. And we continue to have the mosquito that could carry the Zika virus. Again, we've never had Zika in our county, nor are any of these carrying the Zika virus. It's just the mosquito that could carry the virus. Discussed or reviewed the most recent nuisance ordinance that Trent sent out. And also talked about, they would like that work session sometime in January on the vaping ordinance, so they're working on that. And then there's four board members that'll be due for reappointment, and they've all said they would like to be reappointed, so I'll bring that to the board in January.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope everybody listened to that, because that's one of my meeting reports that I'm gonna not give later. Did I miss anybody? Okay, now we can move on to, move on to correspondence. So Tom, you said you didn't have any?
I have none.
There's none here. Move on to discussion and vote, accounts payable claims in amount of $782,542.87.
Motion to approve. Did Shane make it?
He's trying to connect right now. I sent him the call and information because he couldn't get connected apparently with WebEx, so I'm waiting.
Second. Sarah?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have approval of official newspapers for 2023. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors says, dear friends, as required by the Code of Iowa, the Des Moines County News hereby makes an application to be renamed an official newspaper for Des Moines County in 2023. Our thanks and appreciation for the cooperation we have had from your office during the past year. We look forward to serving you and the county again in 2023. You want me to read the rest of them for you, Tom?
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Dear Des Moines County Auditor, I'm submitting this letter as our appreciation, or as our application to be considered as a newspaper of record for Des Moines County and the Board of Supervisors. Jeff Abel, the Burlington Beacon. And I have this one here. It says the Hawkeye, to Terry Johnson, the Hawkeye newspaper located in Des Moines County, Iowa, Burlington, request to be selected as a newspaper of record in Des Moines County. For the calendar year 2023, the Hawkeye is currently published Tuesday through Saturday, with the exception of the federal holidays, New Year's Day and Memorial Day, 4th of July and Labor Day, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Also, any postal holiday that falls on a Tuesday through Saturday will not be published. The Hawkeye newspaper, as of December 6, 22, is now distributed by the United States Postal Service for accurate and reliable delivery with established permit number 079-960. The 2022 certified statement of ownership is attached to show our total publication counts. Currently, with our new form of delivery through the United States Postal Service, for our print subscription base is increasing daily. The Hawkeye digital subscriptions are also increasing at an even more rapid rate. The Hawkeye has a list of subscribers who have paid or promised to pay at more than the nominal rate for copies to be received in 2023. And I got all the paperwork here from them. And then we've got one other one here. We've got the Minneapolis News. Board of Supervisors of the Minneapolis News wishes to express its appreciation to the county for its business during the past year and requests that we again be named as an official newspaper for the county during 2023. Thank you, Danny Davis.
I think the print, I think you went through this for the auditor and sent out an email, and I'm confident that if I try to explain it, I'll screw it up. So if you want to give us a quick, I believe that the Beacon hasn't been published long enough.
So in order to, you can pick just one if you want. And if you were to pick just one, the Beacon hasn't been in publication for 2 years consistently. Its delivery has been about a year, a little more, I think. They're getting there, but they're not quite there yet. But or you could say, hey, we're going to do these two, three, four, five. You can do all of them. It's up to you guys how far you spread it, but you have to at least pick one. And then when you do that, I don't know if you'd want to vote on it here, if you want to take more time to consider, because you want to look, if you're going to pick one, then you got to look at price, look at circulation numbers. So that information that the Hawkeye sent you is kind of part of the what you have to consider when you look at considering that. But I think historically, if you use more than one,
we've had
I think one's supposed to be from the largest city and one countywide. And currently we have the Des Moines County News and the Burlington Hawkeye.
And the Minneapolis.
And the Minneapolis.
And the Minneapolis.
Yeah, we've done those three for ages.
What's up?
It's a cost to the county by adding any of them too.
I guess I am curious what each one costs.
Yeah.
You suppose we could have
how much does it cost?
Pardon? Is it legal publication costs set by code?
Is that a shame?
There's supposed to be. According to Iowa code, there's a cost that they're supposed to be charging us a minimum.
Depends on their ad rate. Yeah, depends on their ad rate. So it's going to kind of vary a little bit.
Yeah, so it's always varied between the Hawkeye and Des Moines County News and Minneapolis.
How much is that a year?
Pardon?
How much is that a year?
I'd have to get those numbers for you. We'd have to look that up by vendor and see what we have paid by year.
Can we table this for...
That's what I'd like to do is table this and... so we can all get together and
so we can look at those numbers.
Okay.
I make a motion to table it until we get the individual pricing.
Okay. Sarah?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
You're
just
gonna stamp them table?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
Never mind you.
Should
it's
I put
her last meeting.
That
she's gonna bond you. She's gonna bond you.
That stamp doesn't get used very often.
I just wanna make sure you don't put the approval stamp on there.
She's taking care of me all these years. Making sure I do it right.
So what I'm hearing is the next meeting will be the one to watch when you're all on your own.
Take control, Lisa, okay? You watch over him, Lisa.
Oh, no, I have enough men to watch over.
You hear that, Trent? Moving on to say appointment to conservation board. Looks like we have two applicants here. In a very few weeks, my tenure with the Des Moines County Conservation Board will expire and would like to apply for reappointment to that body. Service on the board has been very rewarding, and I believe I have come to the understanding the complexity, processes involved in management of a quality park system for the citizens of Des Moines County. The upcoming challenges facing the Conservation Board and the Board of Supervisors will be considerable, but the experience I have gained in my initial service with the Conservation Board and a deep commitment to outdoor education and recreation allow me to make a meaningful contribution to dealing successfully with those issues. Please consider this letter as an application to be reappointed to the second term of the Des Moines County Conservation Board. Thank you, Bob Hanson. Okay, I've got another one here. Okay, it says, Dear Sirs, I am writing this letter in response to the open position on the Conservation Board. As a lifelong resident of Southeast Iowa, I feel I have the understanding of the historic role of how the County Conservation Board serves the residents of Des Moines County. I've lived in rural Des Moines County since 1993. I can appreciate the vision of the past boards in recognition the needs to enhance the quality of life in the county and the projects that have been developed, such as Big Hollow, Flint River Trail. But I also recognize The board also serves the residents of the county by being good stewards of public money. My professional career has been primarily in healthcare. During my professional career, I have managed an ambulatory healthcare unit and been regional administrator overseeing several units based in Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio. This gives me opportunities to hire and evaluate direct reports, develop budgets, meet financial goals, and help develop long-term planning for organizations. I have a passion for the outdoors. I am an avid fisherman and fish numerous bass tournaments in the area. I also enjoy fishing and camping at Big Hollow. I have served as past president of the Southeast Iowa Bassmaster and vice president of the Iowa Bass Federation. During my tenure on the South... What? During my tenure...
I'm sorry about that.
On the Southeast Iowa Bassmasters, we donated several $100 toward the completion of Big Hollow. I also served on one of the planning committees organized to give input into the Big Hollow project. My family and I have spent several weekends enjoying the camping at Big Hollow. I also serve as the executive board of the Friends of Geode, and I am proud of the enhancements we have made to that park and look forward to the completion of the concession stand at Geode. I hope this will give serious consideration in serving on the conservation board. I appreciate your time, and I can be reached at 319-572-9525. Sincerely, Ron Helling.
Well, that's a nice problem to have two excellent candidates.
Yep.
I guess I'd say that it's no secret that the Board of Supervisors and the conservation have not exactly been on the same page for a little while now. And I was glad to see Mr. Helling address the taxpayers. So I would make a motion that we approve Mr. Helling to appoint to the Conservation Board.
You hear that, Shane?
I heard part of it. Did he make a motion?
He made a motion for Mr. Helling.
I hate to choose on that, but I will say this. Helling looks very impressive, and I never have a problem with new blood. I think it keeps things fresh, so I'll second that.
Okay. Sir.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. Moving on, the appointment of township clerk and trustee. I thought we were through with all this last week, but
we got plenty of them. I think they're still
we still have four or five hanging
yeah.
out there.
Yeah. Okay, this is the Benton Township trustee, Mark Minker. And for township of Franklin Township for trustee is Steve Krieger. For Washington Township for clerk would be Richard Fives. And for the trustee for Yellow Springs Township is Ross Copeland. Ross Copeland.
Motion to approve all four appointments.
I'll second that.
Okay, we'll sign these after the meeting, if it's okay with you, gentlemen. Sarah.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. Moving on, we have personnel actions. We have three for the Sheriff's Department. We'll do all three of them first. We have Blake Chessman, Sheriff's Officer, 12-month step increase, previous rate $50,246.60, new rate $55,390.10. Next one is Keaton Holchak. Is Sheriff's Office, he's an officer. 24-month step increase, previous rate $56,528.51, the new rate $61,906.59. The next one is Monica Ryan, Clerk 2, Sheriff's Office, anniversary, 30-month step increase, from $35,685.88 to $36,432.84.
Motion to approve the three personnel actions.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Now we have one for Jeremy Parker, Telecommunications 1, DESCOM, new hire, effective 12/28/2022, $21.01 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second. Okay, Shane second.
Yes.
Sarah?
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have one for the Auditor's Office, Kathy Hausman. Discharge, reorganization of the office, elimination of Clerk 2 position. Effective date 12/27/22.
Motion to approve.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Then we have the correctional officer, full-time correctional center resignation, Jeremy Parker. Last day to work will be 12/26/22.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay. Now we have reports. We have for the jail status for November of 2022. And the clerk reports for fees collected for November of 2022. So these will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your own discretion. Minutes from the regular meeting on December the 13th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah Murray.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Is there any other business?
Just an update. I spoke to Ryan Harris with Carly Nelson. We were expecting the budget. They are waiting on a structural narrative from the Arnage, which is basically the kind of construction, you know, is the roof, is it going to be light gauge metal, would it be heavier metal, how it's going to be, what kind of deck will work with that, just some of the structural components and how they'll work together. So that's all they have left to finish.
Yep.
But so he's hopeful that I don't think he thinks it's going to come before Christmas, but he's hopeful it will be shortly thereafter.
Well, we want it done right.
Yeah.
Is that it then?
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday and I thought I'd throw that in for FYI.
Shane, did you have any future agenda?
No, I don't. Not this moment, no.
Okay. Committee reports.
I attended the CO meeting that Ken described, and I guess the only thing I'd add is when he said we had to review our ending balance, that really wasn't the fault of the CO region after DHS, or what is it now? The
DHHS
looked at it. They decided they wanted it to reflect 23 values instead of 22. And so, and as a matter of fact, those values means we'll get less from the state next year. So I don't know whether that was planned or an accident. But anyway, that was not the fault of the CO management team. That's all I have.
Of course, Chris, to give an update on my public health meeting I had. Thank you, Chris, and I appreciate that. And you know you can't miss a meeting after we have our meetings Thursday, you know that. Then I had a juvenile detention meeting, and they elected new officers, and I guess I'm going to chair it again this year.
Congratulations.
But Des Moines County is leading the pack on juvenile days. So far this year, we got 602.
In fairness, we're probably the largest county that uses that, aren't we?
Yeah, we're the largest county that uses it. Of course, Wapello County, they've got 523. They're right behind us. So. And we're on track for the first 6 months. We had 1,274 last year, so it's staying just about even at the 602, so I'm sure that will pick up.
Maybe the cold weather will settle that down for that a little nice. Bit.
Oh, I think that generation doesn't have a sense of temperature anyway, if you watch all of that, so. I know we've had just a handful of people that were there on very serious, serious offenses.
Yeah.
I know one has resulted in sentenced, I think. One will be sentenced next month, and then he'll be on his way to Oakdale until he turns 18. Hopefully things will settle down. But I know we had a handful of people who were just there on Class B or Class A felonies. So for the protection of the community, while it's costly, it is definitely better to have them in Lee County than out and about, based on their behavior.
We've Jefferson County. You know, they've got a couple of them over there for where they did that.
Yeah, they have those two young men that
were accused.
Two
young ones over there. They're at 305, and them's the only ones they got over there.
They're set for trial, I think, late winter, early spring. I know there's going to be two trials because I know one of them is going to be, they both were change of venue.
Yeah.
And one of them I know is going to be in Council Bluffs.
Yeah.
So that'll be costly for Jefferson County to basically pay to have everyone go over.
Darren brought that.
Darren spent a couple of weeks.
Brought that attention.
And I think the other one may be in Scott County.
Scott County and
Scott or Blackhawk, one of those.
I think it's Scott County because it's in Davenport, so. Not good. Then anyway, I attended a South Iowa Area Crime Commission. And so they've been pretty busy there with that. Crime Commission, you know, training CPR trainings. They trained 100 new officers last year. I mean, 100 CPR recertifications, and seven classes, 76 deputies, jailers trained. So they've been pretty busy, and they go around to our jails and that and do a lot of training, and they're really good, and it does help our jailers out. And they also elected new officers, and because I had the other juvenile detention, they thought that it should be fitting that I would chair this one too. So, thank God they're only once, four times a year. And then I had a Russ board meeting, and thing with Russ is just pretty stable right now, so we don't have a lot of problems, and our pump truck's doing great, saving a lot of money, so that's all I've got.
That was the Wild West when you first got on that board.
Yeah, I didn't forgive you and Bob at all. They laughed at me every time I went to them meetings.
Shane, just as Jim was the new man on the board at that time, so you're lucky Russ has settled down, or that's where you'd be.
Thanks for the warning. Hey, I'll share about a little bit more when I'm there, because I don't even know how I'm heard over the phone. But I did have the interjudicial district meeting in beautiful Ottumwa, Iowa. And we had, it was an all-day supper that morning. They had the leadership, they have a leadership academy that they do throughout. There were people that are trying to get into leadership roles and that want to make a difference. And they gave their presentations that morning on some really, really excellent ideas where they don't want to just have people locked up, that they want to kind of make a difference. And just one of them, just briefly, was on a lot of them don't know how to balance a budget or know to, you know, that they're supposed to have a set of a budget to not stay within it, or to, you know, to have a checkbook and balance your checkbook, those sort of things. And, you know, one guy was really committed to making sure that, you know, system in place that he was developing, that he could start working with people so that they could, so they can know how to live within their means, because that's one of the biggest problems. People overspend. They don't understand how to stay within a budget. So anyways, it was just, it was a good day. There were about 12 of them that just had fantastic ideas. And it's just good to know that we've got good people that really do care, and positions like that.
Shane, did Pat Lacy give a little seminar on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Shane.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have public input. Anybody from public has anything to say, they can call board at 319-753-8203 extension 4, or email board at dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that. Does anybody in here have anything to say? Yes, Mr. Sauer.
I have a question for Mr. McCampbell.
Yes.
Shane, you're homesick, is that correct?
HIPAA.
Okay, well, I know you're not in Gulfport. Okay. What's your illness?
Excuse me?
Do you have COVID?
No. I took 2 COVID tests. I am not COVID. It's influenza.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Have to come up with a new headline.
Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, but for the record, Bob, if I get COVID, I'll call you first.
No, I've already had it twice.
All right.
Just yesterday.
Seconds left here.
Well, just seeing as how I probably won't see any of you until after the first of the year, I wish you a Merry Christmas, a wonderful New Year, and a great holiday season.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, our 2 minutes is up for a call-in, but I'd like to finish stamping these real quick, and then we'll go into closed session with the county attorney. on to discuss pending litigation in accordance with the Iowa Code Section 21.5, parentheses C.
Okay. Motion to go into closed session.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Motion to end the closed session.
Second. Sarah?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. With an aye, we are out of here.
Aye.
Aye.
You all have a good day and a wonderful Christmas.